Buenas noches. Va a comenzar el concierto de David Knopfler. Les informamos que el concierto tendrá un descanso de 15 minutos. Y al mismo tiempo, decirles que existe un CD a su disposición en el hall. A la finalización del concierto, David Knopfler firmará todos los CDs adquiridos. Pónganse cómodos, apaguen sus móviles y disfruten del concierto de David Knopfler.
Sipping out of Angelucci's for my coffee bean. Checking out the movies and the magazines. A waitress, she watches me cross from the barroco bar. You get a pickup with your steel guitar. Walking down Shaftesbury Avenue. Excuse me talking, I wanna marry you. This is 7th Street. Don't you seem so proud? Just another angel in the crowd. When you're walking in the Wild West End. Conductress on the number 19. She was a honey. Pink toenails and hands all dirty with the money. Greasy hair and an easy smile. She made me feel 19 for a while.
This next one is a song by a chap called Mark something. Wow. I don't remember. Norfolk, that was it. This is a waltzy kind of thing. From an album called Ship of Dreams.
The clocks are all stuffed.
What can I say? That's Dirk. He's our radar. He's fantastic, actually. Dirk's been great. Sorry, I'm just waiting for Harry to be. This is Harry Bogdanovich here on guitar, by the way.
We've got the coffee on. Got the pillows blown. My cinnamon girl, my cinnamon girl. And I just know that I love them and they know what I want. My cinnamon girl, my cinnamon many names and none of them fit. Cinnamon girls, they know all about it. My cinnamon girl, more than diamonds or pearls, they just want to love me. My cinnamon girl, thank you.
great song. I wrote this when I used to be a social worker. I don't know what the Spanish for social worker is. Social, worker social. Yes, what he said over there. And it was in the early, very early stages of Dire Straits when I still had the day job, you know, when you first start, you're the first kind of semi-professional band and you're playing at night, but you have a job that you go to 9 to 5. It was those kind of days. And I lived in this place called the Crossfields Estate. In fact, Harry had a place there too. And it was a bad, what you call a bad neighborhood in America. You know, cars have 3 wheels, one missing. Dogs have 3 legs. Cats have 3 heads. You know the kind of place. It's not. Everything was broken. And we used to drink in a pub called the Oxford Arms. And I was a social worker at this place called St. Paul's House, and Paul's House on Deptford High Street. And yeah, I wrote a song about it. And Dire Straits used to play this back in the very, very early days. You know, in the movie business, you talk about a movie, and then you have a sequel. And then the next movie is like a prequel. It kind of comes, it's about the story of here. So this is a Dire Straits prequel. So it's before the first album kind of thing. Anyway, it's called Southside Tenements. We're going to try and play it. London says, Southside tenements, there's rusty hands, there's broken cars, there's cracked cement. Someone blocked the drains, someone smashed a vent in a Southside tenement. London City, Southside tenements, the flags are flying for some royal event. These people are hanging out of the same walls and windows, lining up on the pavement, on the high street and on the city road, and from Crossfields and the Southside tenements. I'm taking a shortcut past the arches by the rail. When this old friend swears he could save me for a crazy boy, he's okay. It's just this memory fading up on the border, fading from the Southside tenement. Thank you. Oxford Arms. There's no one noticing the warehouse alarms. They're slamming dominoes in the back bar, safe from harm. By the tenements, the south side tenements. By the tenements, the south side tenements. Southside tenements. There's broken parts, there's broken hearts and cracked cement. Some spray can words about love and gold. Do you remember them? And a madman crime that nobody's condemned. Not even the Southside tenements. Testosterone and ego, and you know, you write these songs and you don't think that when you're in the foothills of 60, you know, 2 years to come, that Marty has a birthday coming up tomorrow, a big one, and that you don't think you're going to be playing them again. You know, you write them when you're in your 20s, you never think about writing, singing them or playing them later. This is a young man's pop song, written by a young man. But we're going to do it for anyone for fun. It's called When We Kiss, and it goes something like this. We'll be right back.
way was the worst way. And in the silence of the moment, you don't have to talk. Your body's telling me more words can't say. Hey, whoa, with the honey.
Thing we used to do on stage a lot. I wrote this between the Great Wars. 1927, I think I wrote this one. You tell the Spanish audience when I get silence when I say that. So. Anybody speak English in here tonight?
Yeah.
Change. It's a wasted life, a wasted
tick to make you change your mind. Buy CDs tonight, that you buy them at the intermission, because That way it's quicker and easier at the end. When the show's finished, after the second set, we will be out to sign CDs. But we have a 15-minute break now. It's a good time to buy them if you're thinking of buying them. It's easy, there's no queues. And you can get a drink, you can go to the bathroom, you can buy a CD, and it's all in one handy package. That's enough plugging for one night, isn't it, really? I don't know if I've done it already, but I can't say it too strongly. But the promotion company, Moon World Records Promotions, just made a lovely job of this. So everywhere we've gone, we've had lovely theatres like this one. Lovely audiences like you. It's a lot of sound. You're fantastic. And we're having a lovely time. Spain has just been a blast. So. Finish our first set. A song called Me and Billy Crow. It's a new song and it's kind of a clap along. It's just let's find out what it is.
Watch me.
Did you all find your drugs okay? I'm sorry. I was wondering why I couldn't see what I was doing. They look like rock star glasses, but they really aren't. They're blind man glasses, I'm sorry. Her hands caress the water, self-possessed in sunset's ease. His shaman shoulder lands her like a junkie's tourniquet. Brown rivulets of divers pearl, amulets to save the world, holds their magic moments, this childlike siren girl. At 40 pieces I was 6 feet underground. Too late for a miracle, all of cures have been found. Fast for redemption, they all had to run aground. The sick captain drowning and his wheel spin round and round. I'm bending my nails, bending my nails. There's been more than time enough.
green-eyed mermaid pirouettes, past graveyard soldier statuettes, the haunted mansion, silhouette of the shining shore, snares with precious secrets on men who show such weaknesses, offers up her treasures at my more open door. Oh, Ophelia, your moonlit notion says I'm hollow today, I'm wounded. I wrote this little tune for my rosewood clarinet. See those broken leads, they're useless, but I think I could do this. But I think some way, somewhere, somehow, she passed this way before. Oh yeah.
This is an old song and a new song at the same time. This was I wrote the music for this song when I was in Dire Straits, and it was going to be a Dire Straits song, but you know, my brother Mark was not short of songs. He had plenty of songs, so the music just kind of was around for years, decades. And then I wrote some lyrics for this old 1970s tune. So it says on the record, it's on an album called Songs for the Siren, and it says on the record that it's copyright 2006 or something like this, but it's really about 1978, I guess. So it's a mixture of old and new. It's called Somebody Kind, and it goes something like this.
Yeah, you can come and look me up. If I'm no longer in your school,
cheap house. You'd probably get you an apartment in Alicante for the same money, maybe. No. Half an apartment in Alicante would get you. But it's home to us, and we love it. And on the first day we moved in the summer, our little one, Ella, who's here tonight. Ella, hello. I don't know where you're sitting. We're at 12, I believe, somewhere. Hope she's blushing now. She's about this high. You can't miss her. And she was on the side porch writing with a pen on the very first day in this new house that we bought. And you're not supposed to write on the side porch, really. It's okay with chalk, but not with a pen, you know. And I went down. I was about to say, what's going on here? When I saw what she'd written, I love home. And I'm like, okay. So instead of being cross, I went off and wrote a song. And it's called Here in Geneseo, and it's a new song. Geneseo is where the house is. Here in Geneseo, there's a big moon rising. A big moon rising in the sky so blue. Geneseo, the big moon's rising. Here in Geneseo, I love you, I love you. Here in Geneseo, with the big moon rising, Ella's on the side porch, sitting all alone. And I see her through the window with her big blue crayon. And she writes it on the side porch, I love home too.
Tennessee with your mild white smile. You light up all my shadows, your eyes so blue. Here in Tennessee, that's all it takes to paint. And she writes in great big letters, Mama, I love you, and I love you too. And in the stillness of the garden, the moon rising, shining through the window, eyes so blue. Cicadas in the garden, they start a conversation. gutter, sailing brave on stormy sea, heading home with a broken rudder, still landlocked by a memory.
Thank you.
imagine with honey, imagine of the one that I love best. The one that I love best. The one that I love best.
This next song is one I wrote in Nashville with a guy called Mike Starks. Usually I write with Harry, but once in a while I write with somebody else, and this was one of those occasions. I was sitting on Mac's porch out in the crickets, the cicadas were chirruping and the freight train behind me. Glass of vino. Perfect night, and I'm writing a love song, because it seems like a natural thing to do. Max at his pen, and he's writing a song too about George W. Bloody Bush, you know. So we've got George Bush on the one side, you've got a love song on the other, love song, George W. Bloody Bush, love song, George W. Bloody Bush. So we sort of met in the middle, really, in the end. So we have a song called America, which is a love song, but not about George W. Bloody Bush. Anyway, he's gone. So. Thank you. I'd like to thank Jens for the sound. Jens, thank you very much. And Mario on lights. Thank you, Mario. Best life you've ever had. Thank you, Harry. That's Harry Bogdan. He's over here sitting down at the piano.
Bye.
hallowed street. What could you say? Midnight bird, I've no words. Tris is blown away. All Tris is blown away.
Faustus? You don't know Faustus in Spain? We're going to have to research this. Nobody in Spain knows Faustus. Or you're just too polite to tell me that you do. I don't know. Anyway, this is where the devil comes up to you, you know, and he says, have I got a deal for you? And he takes a little bit of blood from your vein. And he says, no big deal, just sign your name here on this book, and I'll give you everything you want. And you say, wow. And then you think, well, maybe not. Because all he wants in return is your soul. You don't want to get the devil your soul. So we wrote a song about Harry and I. It's called Easy Street. And it goes something like that.
Yeah.
Second line, la la la. Third line, same as the first. So it's just la la la. There is actually, if you really want to get fancy with me, you can sing with me, you can do some la da dees, but you know, Harry doesn't even bother doing those. It's just la la la. So it's not so hard.
Only one way, the hours in their hour inside. till the covered flowers in the back of the black limousine. And we said goodbye, cross hearts and hope to die, saying that the other was to blame. Neither one of us is giving in, so we used that on 8 by 10. Thinking about the thing that might have been, and it's a dirty, rotten shame.
Too many songs about the fathers or sons or grandfathers or great-grandfathers.
Yeah. father and his son. Down the road they come, stand at last together, to stand at last alone at that place that they call home, and to talk about whatever, to talk about whatever. Until time becomes undone, unchiseled and unborn, before the lines of light were written on the dawn, called forth from memory came a song. Yes, and we became as one, Father. You learn you give what you can give.
your road is done. And there's the safety line. I just want you to know I'd walk it for you anytime.
Thank you.